Where necessary, the Ghana Education Service will review existing school discipline frameworks in consultation with parents, teachers, and educational resource persons to address misconduct early and prevent escalation. The goal is not punishment for its sake, but to develop citizens who understand both their freedoms and responsibilities. My young award winners, this is where you come in. You have now entered a new phase, an important phase of your life, beginning with the senior secondary school and moving up. And in this phase, you will experience greater freedoms, broader exposure, more elaborate temptations. Your job is to stay focused on your goals. Choose your friends carefully. Respect school rules and authority. Be cautious. And remember that excellence isn't just about how well you do in class. It is also about how you behave when nobody is watching. Starting today, younger students look up to you, whether in your classroom, dormitories, communities, or future workplaces. Your conduct must reflect the value we celebrate here today. Ghana is counting on you, not only to excel academically, but also to serve as role models. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, let us commend the Ministry of Education through its agency, the Ghana Education Service, for their commitment to identifying, nurturing, and rewarding academic talent throughout this country. In addition, let us commend Nestle Ghana Limited for faithfully serving as the lead sponsor of the President's Independence Day Awards for over three decades. Nestle, thank you. Your partnership shows a strong belief in the potential of Ghanaian children. We also recognize all past and current partners, educators, parents, community members, school leaders, whose tireless efforts continually support this program year after year. Nation building is a shared responsibility, and your contributions are helping shape the next generation of Ghana's leaders. Government remains fully committed to promoting inclusive education that offers every Ghanaian child, regardless their background or ability, the knowledge, skills, and values needed to succeed in a rapidly changing world. We are continuing to improve policies, increase access, raise the quality of education, and support our system, education system, which is of the utmost importance to us in our national development. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ghana we want will not emerge by chance. It will be shaped deliberately by citizens who combine brilliance with morals, confidence with humility, and success with a genuine spirit of service. Let us therefore reaffirm our shared responsibility as a government, educators, parents, and partners to guide and support our younger generations in taking on the mantle. Looking at this gathering this morning of inspiring young people who are already demonstrating discipline, values, and leadership, I'm confident that Ghana's future is in good and capable hands.